CS here with this week's tip. Today I'd like to talk about five key ingredients that lead up to becoming a successful F&I manager. The first, and probably the most important, as far as a successful F&I manager with regard to selling products or services, is product knowledge. You need to know about your products. I often ask in training sessions, the participants in the session, when was the last time that you picked up a book or went through a manual or read the back of a contract, and I get like a deer in the headlights look? It's your responsibility to know your product's ins and outs. You need to know what it does for your customer and what it doesn't do for your customer. And the way to find that out is simple. Just read the contract. Read the whole contract. You need to have industry knowledge. You're in the car business. You're not a car guy. If you don't know the industry knowledge, if you're not up to speed on compliance, ethics, if you're not up to speed on regulations and rules, if you're not up to speed on what the latest trends are, you're going to lose the battle. You're not going to be as effective as you could be. That's the bottom line. Product knowledge and industry knowledge, you've got to be knowledgeable. You've got to know what you're doing. Preparation. You've got to be prepared. If you're not prepared, you're not going to make it in this business. Let's face it. You know, I use an analogy. If you knew an argument before it were going to happen, you're probably going to win that argument. When was the last time? Think about this for a second, ladies and gentlemen. When was the last time a customer gave you an objection and you went, whoa, I never heard that one before? It doesn't happen, okay? You've got to be prepared for that objection. You've got to be prepared for when things go right as well as for when things go wrong. Commitment. I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you're watching this video, you're committed to the business because you want to have product knowledge, you want to have industry knowledge, and you want to be better prepared. So that's showing commitment. You need to have all your other associates show the same commitment that you have. Self-discipline. It's important. You have to have the self-discipline to pick yourself out of the rut that you might have fallen into after you just received three cash deals. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and it's 4 o'clock, and Johnny LaLotte Rat's out there with a customer. All you want to do is get home. You have to have the self-discipline to help Johnny out, in most cases. You know what I'm talking about. Those are the five key ingredients for your success. That's the tip of the week.